This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here today. You get to meet the new Chief Executive Officer of the Umpqua Community College Foundation, Jessica Pa, in studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how long have you been in Roseburg?
We are just starting week 3, so I am a newbie.
So have you got everything figured out then already and know where everything is in town?
Yes. It's all figured out. Every box is unpacked, and I know where I'm going at all moments of the day.
So there's your first maybe not totally honest comment.
Right.
So explain, first of all, let's kind of set this up a couple different ways. Explain what the role of the foundation is.
So the UCC Foundation, most people think of it for scholarships for our students, but we do a lot to support all of our academic programming, alumni relations, and just getting involved with the community. It's all, you know, it all comes together, having relationships, give and take. So we provide the resources to have our programs and students be successful.
And what do you think the biggest thing? I mean, is it the scholarships or is it all these different aspects that are very important?
Yes, and scholarships are very important and those impact each individual student. But we also want to support our programs. And as the community and UCC specifically is growing, there are always increased needs in those programs to make them stay on top of the latest trends and be a place that students want to come and learn.
So people are familiar with the four-year schools, you know, having foundations or arms that do things like this. Is this the norm at community colleges too?
Yeah, I would say so. Maybe not as big as some of the larger four-year universities that you might think of when you think of foundations, but you always have at least a department who's focusing on those efforts to receive the support of the community.
So how long has the UCC Foundation been around?
We are coming close to our 50th birthday. 1973, the foundation was established, and we've had long-time donors and partners and board members.
So not that many years into the establishment of the school then?
Correct.
So how many foundation staff do you have?
Well, that's an interesting story. I'm new as of 3 weeks, and we have an admin assistant, Amira, who's kind of keeping the office going. Ellen, who most people who are familiar with the foundation love and adore, is with us part-time on a contract basis to get us going. She left about a year ago, and Honey is still around working with our scholarship programs, but we share her with the rest of our financial aid department. So 4-ish is our staff right now.
And what's your background? Talk about what led you to Roseburg.
So I've always been in education. Started off as a classroom teacher, moved into administration, and been on the academic side of things in higher education. But I really enjoy working with community partnerships and connecting resources. So this is actually my first stint on the foundation side of things. But Roseburg and Oregon really called to my heartstrings about the personal life I like to lead and the mission and vision of the college. So here I am, straight from Colorado.
So how many years were you teaching?
Gosh, now you're going to ask me how old I am, basically. I started in the classroom. I was in the classroom for about 5 years, and then I've been in education almost 20 years.
And what was it about teaching, education in general? How did you get started on what's been probably an interesting path?
Well, my mom was a career and technical education teacher, so I had that growing up, and career and technical education is a big passion of mine. I fought really hard to not be just like my mom, but I think it was in my blood. And once I got involved and realized how much you could do with an education and how much support that entire industry needs, it kind of pulled at my heartstrings, and I've been there ever since.
So was that in Colorado or were you elsewhere?
I'm originally from Ohio. So I started off teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at a middle school that I went to in Ohio. And then I was on the East Coast for a bit, Colorado, and now I've hit the West Coast.
So what did you do during your time in Colorado?
I worked for Colorado Mountain College as one of the assistant deans on campus there. Did a lot of community relationships and building and growing our career and technical programs.
And what led to you being interested in coming to Oregon?
Well, part of it is our new college president, Rachel Pilkran, is the person who hired me in Colorado. I know what her vision and mission is in education, and I really like to work for her. So I was interested in joining her team and saw a great opportunity.
Had you ever been in Oregon at all before?
I came for a vacation years ago, but just a few stop in here and there to check some places out. Haven't lived here or spent a lot of time here, but my dog and I are checking out some of the hiking trails, and so far we're loving it.
And what, in the process of looking at this position, I imagine, did you come out ahead of time for an interview and look around?
I did, yes. It is a little bit tricky in COVID times. We did some Zoom interviews, but they did feel it was very important to meet someone and make sure that it was the right fit, and I felt the same way. So I spent some time with our executive board and some of the staff on campus checking out the community.
So what were your first thoughts when you got into Roseburg, and especially when you first entered the campus?
Oh my gosh. People told me the campus was beautiful, but I really didn't know what to expect. It is absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous setting. Everyone has been so incredibly kind and welcoming. It just feels like home here. And I can't believe the access that Roseburg has to all the great outdoors. And you can kind of choose your flavor of adventure for the weekend, which is really nice.
But there are a lot of similarities, though the temperatures vary, with what you've been experiencing in Colorado.
Yes, that was part of what I enjoyed in Colorado. I was kind of in the middle of nowhere, but I could be on a river one day and up in the mountains the next day, so I enjoyed that. I am enjoying the lush green and a little bit more water. I was high desert in Colorado, and I'm excited about the fern gully life that I'm living right now.
And whether or not you see a little snow by the end of the week remains to be seen. Most people don't think so, but it could be, at least you may be able to look out the window and see it on the mountains.
Well, everyone keeps warning me about the roads if it snows, and I don't think they realize what I dealt with in Colorado, so I can handle a little dusting around here.
So taking a look around the campus, just in terms of what's going on at UCC, what are your thoughts?
You know, there is a ton going on at UCC, and every program has their specialty that they're working on, or their highlight, I guess you could say. And the biggest thing I'm realizing is that Roseburg as a community doesn't really know what's there. So a big part of our focus is making sure people come on campus, check things out. There's always something going on. That's a really great asset for a community like this to have, and I think really great things are happening.
What do you think about, having worked already at a community college, doing it again, what are the advantages or differences maybe of community college over four-year school?
Well, I think the first thing that people think of is cost. It normally is financially a little bit more accessible for students. Another thing that's really great, not every student's ready to head off to a four-year program away from home or even know what they want to do. It's a great opportunity to stay close to home, figure out what you want to do for a more affordable rate, and integrate into the life that you have now before you feel ready to move on to the next step.
And how do you think community college has changed in the last few years, given all the technology that's out there and all the availability to do things a little differently in education?
You know, I think education as a whole in the industry is still trying to pivot and learn what the new world looks like. Technology has been in the classroom for years now. It's not new with COVID or anything else that we're trying to do. And our students are very well versed in technology. So it hasn't been a crazy transition. I think our community college here is really looking at what industries we can serve and build a relationship with here locally, because the idea is to support the community and build your own workforce here.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. She is the new chief executive officer of Umpqua Community College, Jessica Powell. They interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lakeside, Douglas County, 1248. News Radio, 1248. KQEN, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Jessica Pobb, the Chief Executive Officer of the Umpqua Community College Foundation. So you've been here a whole, what, 15, 16, 20 days?
I don't think I've even hit 20 yet.
So still getting used to things. What are some of the things about this area that you've maybe been surprised to find?
Well, you know, I really love the small town charm, and I thought I might be losing that coming to, actually, surprisingly, it's a big city from what I just came from. But the small town feel is still here, and I'm still running into people that I just met at the grocery store or the local restaurant. So I really love that. Haven't explored too far away from home yet, but loving the hiking trails and getting ready to try out some wineries too.
Ah, well, we have those, so you're in luck.
Not every place does, so it's quite a gem.
So when you talk about the foundation, when you look at, you know, you said this is kind of a new thing for you, and with the role of community colleges, what would you like to see the foundation, you know, go take from where it is right now and move forward?
You know, a big part of the foundation is just keeping those relationships alive with people who are passionate about UCC and the students that are attending there. So a lot of my job at first will be connecting with those folks just so I know who they are and making sure that they are staying informed about everything that's happening at the college, what the needs are, where we want to grow, so that we all are on the same page with our goals and vision and mission, and we can come together to pull our resources and make it happen for our students.
With community college at a different price point than a four-year school, maybe somebody would look at that and go, why do you even need scholarships or financial assistance? But it's interesting for how much, for the number of people out there, that even a community college tuition can be a severe barrier to moving forward.
It can be. I mean, yes, it's all relative. It's more affordable than a, you know, a private four-year institution. But we have students who can't physically get to class because their car broke down and they can't afford to pay for that. Or childcare isn't happening, and that's another financial barrier. So it's the life things that make it challenging for our students, and any assistance that they can get is going to allow them that opportunity that they might not otherwise have.
In a smaller area and being a community college and not a four-year school, do you feel like you're pulling from a smaller pool of people in terms of finding funding or ways to do some of the things you want to do?
This is a very giving, generous community. They are passionate about whatever it is that they love, and I think they love their students, their children. They love education and are passionate about it. I am so impressed with the amount of generosity that we have from our donors. I think there's always an opportunity to grow, right? But this is not a community that will hold back on their giving.
And what's your thoughts? I'm sure you haven't even met everybody even on the staff yet at the college with where you came in at in the middle of things here. But what are your thoughts about the people you have met?
Everyone has been so incredibly welcoming. They know that it's just me and my dog out here exploring on my own. So I've already had invitations for hikes and dinners and connecting me to the community personally and professionally. I want to make sure that I get involved and give back in every way that I can. So it's been a fun process, a very welcoming process, and very genuine.
And going into, is class still going on this week, or are they already into break?
Students are already on break, but staff is still at campus.
And they continue on through this week or through Friday, and then they're on a break?
We will all be off on Friday, which is Christmas Eve. So we're working through Thursday, and then we have a nice long week in between Christmas and New Year's.
So getting used to things here, that gives you some time, having just gotten here, to have a little break almost immediately.
Yes, maybe I can unpack another box or two. It's a good breather after I've just had so many new things flying at me. I can try to make a little sense of it.
And are there things around the campus you're still looking to learn more about, some of the programs and some of the things going on, so that you can kind of see how the foundation may be able to help some of these programs?
Yes. Actually, there are still buildings on campus I haven't even been in yet. It's spread out. The joke right now is if I have a meeting with someone internally, I'm going to come to you and try to find you wherever you may be so I can put some faces with places. The nice benefit of me coming from the academic side of higher education is I do understand those academic programs. So the more that I can understand about each program we have and what their needs are, the better I can communicate that to our donors so that they can support those programs.
And obviously the programs at the college are very diverse. They've evolved during the years and continue to evolving with all the changes going on just in how you run business and industry.
It is always changing and growing. And I think that's what's exciting for our donors is you can find your passion point somewhere on campus and focus your attention there.
And for the foundation board, talk about their role.
So I've spent a lot of time with my executive board, which are three gentlemen who are very involved in the community, and they've got some big visions, and we're still talking about where we go next. I will be meeting more of the board in January. I haven't even met everyone yet. We have about 36 folks on our board. So we're going to set some intentions for the year and where we want to go. A lot of that is helping us connect with other people who want to support UCC.
And that's a pretty large foundation board.
It is a large foundation. Foundation boards typically are larger. But like I said, this is a very giving community, and these people are passionate about supporting our students and UCC as a whole.
So you're really hitting the ground running at this point.
I feel like it, but it's been fun and exciting, and I think it's all good, which is amazing, and we're going to do some pretty cool things in 2022.
Now, Umpqua Community College has done a lot of shifts in the last few years with the larger athletic program and facilities, and even looking at, you know, updating some programs, doing some different things. Coming into that, what are your thoughts about walking into a school where so many different things are shifting and going on?
You know, to be on the forefront of education, you better be able to flex and change as things grow and needs change. So that's been part of my job my entire career, and I don't know if I would like it if it held stagnant. So I'm diving in, and I'll flex where you need me.
And as you get into this process, how do you get out to identify other potential donors or other potential places to get funding?
So right now, a lot of this is connecting with folks that are already part of the foundation board who say, hey, I want you to meet so-and-so. It's a lot of personal connections. We can work on more formal campaigns and events and things like that in the future. But right now, it's a very personal one-on-one connection.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What are the things you want to accomplish in the next month or so coming out of the holiday break?
Really right now, it's just to meet everybody who is already involved or interested in being involved with UCC and the foundation to see where they are and what they want to do. And then we'll get some plans in the works and I'll share them with you later.
And if people want to find out more about the foundation, where can you send them, or what's the phone number?
So if you go to the UCC college website, there's a link there for the foundation. There's a donate now button if you're interested in giving. And all of our contact information is on there. We're working on some pictures so you can at least put a face with a name. You can always reach out and we would be happy to talk with you.
Jessica Pobb, the new Chief Executive Officer of the Umpqua Community College Foundation. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.